People with disabilities should have an easier time getting around in Massachusetts under a new partnership between the MBTA and ride-hailing companies Lyft and Uber. WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports.
Gina Russo works as an outreach specialist in the library of Perkins School for the Blind in Watertown. She'll gladly be one of the first to use the new service.
Now I say, never fear, Uber's here. And I know Lyft, too. I'll come up with something for Lyft because Lyft is just as good.
Russo has been blind since infancy because of juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. She also has to use a wheelchair most of the time. So she's been using the MBTA's The Ride to get around for years. And it can be a hassle.
By 5 o'clock today, I have to schedule everything for tomorrow, and I have to know exactly when I want to arrive and exactly when I want to leave. And when I go to the doctors, there's no way of telling. Sometimes the doctor says, oh, I'm going to send you for x-rays or this or that, and I'll say, well, my ride's picking me up, so I have to cancel it.
Trips on the ride can take a long time. Russo says her longest was 3 hours and 15 minutes to get from Watertown to Boston. It gets delayed. She frequently arrives at work and other places late. Under a new partnership between the MBTA, Uber, and Lyft, Russo and other customers of the ride can now use the ride-hailing services for $2 a trip, as opposed to $3.15 on the ride. The MBTA will pay Uber and Lyft $13 each way. Governor Charlie Baker says that means the state will save money, too.
Currently, every ride trip costs the T about $31, regardless of length, and nearly $46 when fixed costs are included, while on-demand trips through taxis, Uber, and Lyft cost about $13 or less.
But for longer trips where the ride services charge more than $15, the passenger will have to pay the difference. State Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack told a crowd at Perkins the program is about more than money.
I know that what you want is exactly what everyone else wants, the ability to get to school and work on time, the ability to make plans with your friends for tonight, the ability to be as independent as you can make yourself be.
Uber and Lyft say their services are already popular among people with disabilities. Still, some wonder whether people with visual, hearing, and mobility impairments will be especially vulnerable being transported by drivers of the ride-hailing companies. 3 Uber drivers in Massachusetts have been charged with sexual assault in the last few months. The governor recently signed a new law requiring background checks, but not fingerprinting, for ride-hailing drivers. Chris Taylor is the GM of Uber in Boston.
We have been working diligently with the Baker administration to implement the legislation that was just passed. And as decided by the legislators of the Commonwealth, we think that it's going to add increased levels of safety for everybody, which I think is very important. And I think we're moving in a good direction.
Lyft and Uber currently transport people with collapsible wheelchairs in their regular passenger vehicles. They've added fully wheelchair-accessible vans to their fleets and will be adding more. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.